Good morning. My name is Teresa Belden, and I am honored to serve on your Board of Trustees. Welcome to those in our sanctuary and everyone online this morning. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. Central Time, and you can watch our services anytime on demand or on our website or on YouTube. The flowers today are given by Eddie Williamson in celebration of Reverend Pat's birthday. Thank you, Eddie, and happy birthday, Reverend Pat. Our holiday giving tree is up in the garden court, and you are invited to bring in new unwrapped gifts to be donated to Prism's holiday toy shop, where parents can shop for their children. Pick up one of the idea cards currently decorating the tree in the garden court. Are you experiencing grief? We invite you to join us for our Being Present with Grief Circle tomorrow night at 7 p.m. in the meditation room. Next Sunday morning is our Thanks Living service with Holy Communion. A simple lunch will follow the service. We ask that you bring a ready-to-serve soup to share. Unity will provide the bread and salad for a community meal. Wendy Brown Baez leads A Practice of Delight, a three-week series affirming that whatever is happening in the world, there is beauty and grace in and around us. This starts November 29th. Reverend Pat's Advent class, Younger Next Christmas, begins Thursday morning, November 30th, using Deepak Chopra's book, Grow Younger, Live Longer, 10 Steps to Reverse Aging. Join Reverend Pat and his special guests in a four-week series. December also brings Earth Care Workshop on Sunday the 3rd to help make your holidays greener, and our Remembered service is on Monday the 4th. Join Reverend Tony to meditate and hold peace for our world on Sundays from 5 to 5:45 p.m. via Zoom. And now Reverend Pat leads us in our opening prayer.
This morning, on this Sunday of gratitude, we begin with reading Unity Minneapolis's Land Use Acknowledgement Statement. Unity Minneapolis acknowledges that we gather on the traditional land of the Dakota peoples and honor with gratitude the land itself and the people who continue to serve as stewards of this land. We recognize our occupation on land that is of great spiritual, historical, and cultural significance to the Dakota people. We also acknowledge the past and present harm done to the Dakota, the Anishinaabe, and other indigenous nations through the systemic forced removal of communities and the unjust seizure of their lands. We further acknowledge, honor, and respect their presence here in Minnesota today. We urge you to join us in reflecting on our place in these histories and rectifying the harm done to these indigenous people.
Now join me in our opening prayer. Just go to that place within, that place that only you can go, and allow these words this morning of David Owen Ritz to be your words as well. I am blessed by the rich abundance of God in countless ways, both seen and unseen. In every area of my life, I notice the handiwork of the God power guiding me along the way, offering me wonderful new opportunities, supporting my growth and well-being. Everywhere I turn, I observe God at work in my life. I praise the good that I find in my life, and I praise the power that created it for me. God is good. Life is good. And I am filled with gratitude for this new perspective. And so now let's just continue knowing that God is present here right now. And for that, we are grateful. And today, regardless of what we are experiencing in our life, regardless of what challenges we may perceive, we know that this divine presence within is greater than any challenge. So it is with great joy and enthusiasm that together we say, thank you, God. Together,
thank you, God.
And again, thank you, God. And again, thank you, God. Let's stand for our opening song.
Gratitude before me, gratitude behind me, gratitude to the left of me, gratitude to the right of me, gratitude above me, gratitude below me, gratitude within me, gratitude all around me. I'm so grateful. 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 I'm so grateful.
Sing it again.
Gratitude before me. Gratitude behind me. Gratitude to the left of me. Gratitude to the right of me. Gratitude above me. Gratitude below me. Gratitude within me. Gratitude all around me. Oh, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. Wow, we're grateful that you're with us here this morning. You know, Unity is that open and welcoming community, and we teach practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, and prosperous lives. One of our core values here at Unity Minneapolis is that of welcoming. So, my dear friends, today, if you are a guest with us, in person, on online, we appreciate you being here. Those in our sanctuary, we invite you to allow us to honor your presence here today. We do it very simply. We invite you just to gently and lovingly and with much courage raise your hand here. Guests this morning, guests. I know we have guests out there. I've met you before the service. I know you have guests. So keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. Yes, we love it. That rose you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity. That rose that rose smells real good. That's what it does. That packet that you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. There's a card there. If you choose to fill out any part of that card, turn that into our welcome desk in our garden court. We have a gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation that smells good, and it also identifies you as a guest, and it gives us that opportunity to step in and give you that personal one-on-one welcome. Also, if you're online with us today and you're a guest, we invite you to fill out a contact card, and someone from our staff will reach out and give you that personal one-on-one welcome. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that I say on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this, and that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate these marvelous guests, okay? Now let's affirm together our vision for our community. It's found in your order of service. Together, centered in spirit, we celebrate a world transformed by love, peace, and compassion. Let's do that again. Centered in spirit, we celebrate a world transformed by love, peace, and compassion. In the reading of our daily word.
And now as we move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word. You are invited to mentally add your prayers to our prayer box. And after the service, the prayer box is located in the garden court, where you may add your written requests. You may also submit an online prayer request via our website. Your prayers are prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for another 30 days. Our word for today is guidance. We affirm, divine guidance clears and lights my way. I am divinely guided, moment by moment, breath by breath. With certainty and assurance, I go forth to do what is mine to do, trusting all things are working for good. Even during the most trying times, through my faith, I am assured that all is well, regardless of appearances, just as the sun shines after a storm. In times of uncertainty, I turn within, pray, and enter the silence where I can better discern that still, small voice within me. Then I relax and pay attention to my intuition. I listen deeply to my soul's calling. I am open and receptive to the many ways my guidance manifests. Knowing and claiming my oneness with God, I dare to reach for my dreams. With unshakable faith, I go forth expecting to receive clear guidance and direction from the Christ within me. And Scripture tells us, I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go, from Psalm 32, verse 8. And the word for today is guidance.
And in this energy, in this consciousness that is prayer, that is oneness with all that is, with the divine, that energy that we know as God. On this day, in this moment, with gratitude and thanksgiving, let us take that deep breath and allow our being to settle into the center, the God space, our Holy of Holies. And with each breath, let us become more aware of who we are as an individual, who we are as the collective of Unity Minneapolis, who we are as one with all that is in this world. Let us open our hearts to knowing that for which we have gratitude and for which we give thanks. The simplest and deepest way to make who we are at one with the world is through the kinship of gratitude. Nothing brings the worlds of spirit and earth together more quickly. To be grateful means giving thanks for more than just the things we want, but also for the things that surmount our pride and stubbornness. Sometimes the things we've wanted and worked for, if we actually received them, would have crushed us. Sometimes just giving thanks for the mystery of it all brings everything and everyone closer, the way suction pulls streams of water together. So let us take the chance and openly give thanks, even if we're not sure what for, and feel the plentitude of all that is living as it brushes up against our heart. As Jesus said, when you make the two one, when you make the inner as outer, and the outer as inner, then shall you enter the kingdom. And in this quiet moment, as we step into the silence, let us begin to know, to identify, to recognize that for which we give thanks on this gratitude day. The simplest and deepest way to make who we are at one with the world is through the kinship of gratitude. And so it is.
Idea that song would affect me so much. As I sat there, I thought, that's what I want. I want that for the world, don't you? That there's room at the table for everyone. And I believe that's what we do here at Unity Minneapolis, that there's room at the table for everyone, being that all-inclusive community. I believe that with all my heart. And I think sometimes if we could get people at the table, all the people with all these differences, the countries with all these differences, if we could get them to the table to share a meal and to know their commonality with each other, that the world would be a better place. So I am grateful for the song choir. I am so grateful. It touched my heart so much. And I think that we all want a place at the table, a place where we feel welcomed, a place where we feel included. And I wish that for all of you. This Thanksgiving, there's room for everyone. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Well, I had a couple of jokes here, and one I thought would be suitable, and one was not. Okay, so I know, I've already heard. Let's hear the unsuitable one. I know. These are suitable. Why did the turkey bring a microphone? He was ready to roast. Which side of the turkey has more feathers? The outside. What kind of turkey requires an ID? Wild turkey. What did the turkey say when he met the president? Pardon me. We're going to do a lesson, I promise. How does the turkey travel? By gravy train. Why do you call a turkey the day after Thanksgiving? Lucky. And why did the farmer have to separate the chicken and the turkey? He sensed foul play. And what happened to the turkey that got in a fight? He got the stuffings knocked out of him. Okay, the other one I'll tell another time. Okay. Those were suitable. So, you know, today is Gratitude Sunday, and I appreciate you being here. I'm grateful for you being here. I mean, look how excited this day here today. Do you know what I mean? So I just know that many of you that would probably like to be on the golf course. I know that, with all due respect. But I also know this, that God is more present in the afternoon on the golf course than in the morning. So that's it. Okay. So we know that gratitude, my dear friends, that we're talking about today, it is not just a feeling. It's just not feelings, and it's just not words. Gratitude is something that is within us. Gratitude is always within us, and that is a gift that is within us. It's there, waiting for it to be ignited. And our responsibility is to do just that, and not just at Thanksgiving. But I give thanks that it's at Thanksgiving where we as a country and perhaps more of the world, we come together in this collective consciousness. We raise the consciousness of our planet by being in that attitude of gratitude, even if it's just for a day. But I believe that we as truth students are called to do more than just for a day. We are called to do thanks living in our life. We know without a doubt that those things that we appreciate, those things that we praise increases in our own life. We know that animals and most plants, with the exception of mine, also flourish when we praise and give thanks for them. Children are the same way. Children flourish also when they are praised with gratitude. I believe that all forms of life love to hear praise and gratitude about themselves, for they are indeed, regardless of their behavior, they are indeed blessed children, radiant children of God. Thanksgiving multiplies the good in our life. I can remember another time. I want to share a personal little experience here. I was serving another church. Let me be very clear about that. I was serving another church, and I was just having some challenges with our youth and family ministry director in that church. It was just like, holy tabuda, I've got some challenges here. So I went to my a mentor, Reverend Billings, and I said to Reverend Billings, I know he rests in peace. I said to Reverend Billings, you know, I've got this problem going on. He says, you need to start praising this employee. You need to start praising her. I said, okay, I can do that. And then he says, you need to start praising her publicly. Publicly. I took a deep breath and said, I can do that. I started doing that. She changed tremendously. She changed tremendously. I don't know if she changed or whether I changed. Probably some of both. But I do know this. And if you walk out of here with nothing else but this, and please walk out with more than just the jokes. If you walk out with nothing more than this, walk out that you know that gratitude is a causative energy. I just told you the story, that it causes things to change in our life. Now, don't misunderstand me. Gratitude can also happen as an effect. In other words, gratitude out here, we see it, we give thanks for it. It's already in manifestation. And when I first came into this truth teaching, someone said to me, you need to give thanks in advance of the manifestation. And I thought, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. What do you mean give thanks in advance? Yes. You need to give thanks as if it is already there. And that's what I began to do. And so often when we end our prayers, it's like, and we give thanks in advance. We know that as we give thanks in advance, that this is a causative energy that's going to bring this into manifestation. In fact, Charles Fillmore, co-founder of our Unity Movement, says that gratitude is a mind magnet. It's a mind magnet. Master teachers have taught gratitude throughout the ages. I don't know of a single metaphysician. I don't know of a single master teacher that has not taught gratitude as part of the spiritual journey. Jesus, we know, one of our master teacher, said he gave thanks all the time. He gave thanks, and he gave thanks in advance. And one of the examples that I want to use is raising Lazarus from the dead. And before he raised Lazarus from the dead, he lifted his eyes, which I mean raising our consciousness, and he gave thanks. Thanks, God, that you hear me, that you hear me. He was not looking to heaven necessarily for God in the clouds. He was looking up knowing that he had changed his consciousness. So he gave thanks in advance, and then he shouted, come out. He also taught his disciples to give thanks as well. The psalmist in Psalms reminds us that it is through praise and thanksgiving that opens the way to heaven. Enter into the gates with praise and thanksgiving. And of course, the Apostle Paul, those of you that love him, those of you that hate him, I know for a fact, hate's a strong word, but I've quoted Paul before and I've gotten some pushback occasionally, but that's okay. I'm used to it. So the Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians says, in all things give thanks. In all things give thanks. He didn't say for all things give thanks. Also, the word, another Bible that I use is the word. It says, in all circumstances, give thanks. He didn't say, thank you for those circumstances. So what does it mean in all things to give thanks? It means to stir up that gift, ignite that gift of gratitude that is within you. Did you know that you could feel thankful without having an object to feel thankful for? Two of you agree, and I appreciate that. I see two heads coming like this, okay? But you can feel thankful. You can stir up that gift. You can ignite that gift of gratitude. Charles Fillmore says that gratitude and thanksgiving are both necessary in demonstrating prosperity through divine law. Be grateful to God and thankful to the friends who God uses to supply. Eric Butterworth in Spiritual Economics says, he reminds us that gratitude is that causative energy. And we stir up the gift of gratitude and feel gratitude, it begins to change our life. The grateful heart opens the way to the flow and becomes an attractive force to draw to itself great things. Melody Beatty, another master teacher, don't you like her? Do you, those of you that are familiar with her? I use her quite often in some of my daily readings. And I wanted to share one with you. This is called The Magic of Gratitude and Acceptance. Gratitude and acceptance are two magic tricks available to us in recovery on our spiritual journey. No matter who we are, where we are, or what we have, gratitude and acceptance works. We may eventually become so happy that we realize our present circumstances are good. Or we master our present circumstances, then move forward into the next set of circumstances. If we become stuck, miserable, feeling trapped and hopeless, try gratitude and acceptance. If we have tried unsuccessfully to alter our present circumstances and have begun to feel like we're beating our head against a brick wall, try gratitude and acceptance. If we feel like all is dark and the night will never end, try gratitude and acceptance. If we feel scared and uncertain, try gratitude and acceptance. If we tried everything else and nothing seems to work, try gratitude and acceptance. If we've been fighting something, try gratitude and acceptance. When all else fails, go back to the basics. Gratitude and acceptance. Isn't it challenging sometimes to accept things as they are? Do you find that challenging? I do. And another one of my favorite readings. And acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. When I am disturbed, it is because I find some person, place, thing, or situation, some fact of my life, unacceptable to me, the king of the universe, to me. Yeah. And I can find no serenity until I accept that person, place, thing, or situation as being exactly the way it is supposed to be at this moment. I love that they added at this moment. Nothing, absolutely nothing, happens in God's world by mistake. Until I could accept my whatever, fill in the blank, I could never stay sober. Unless I accept life completely on life's terms, I cannot be happy. I need to concentrate not so much on what needs to be changed in the world, or her, or him, or whatever, as on what needs to be changed in me and in my attitude. That's from the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. I must tell you, when I'm upset with someone, I know that that person, place, thing is a mirror for me. It is a mirror for me to look inside and to see what part I have played in this upsetness. Now, I, my dear friends, also agree with that what happens is I don't have to live as things are right now. Thank you, God. If we just had to say, que sera, sera. But it's really important for us, my dear friends, to realize what is ours to do, what we can do, and continue to work on changing that. But before we change in the outer, it's imperative that first and foremost, we change where? In the inner, on the insides. We just finished a great course. Nancy Merritt, our board president, and I just facilitated a great course, and it was called Keys to the Kingdom. I know many of you have taken that course. I teach it quite often because it is life transforming. And David Owen Ritz says, he's the author of Keys to the Kingdom, and he says that we must not only have gratitude, we must practice gratitude. And he doesn't call it just gratitude. He calls it proactive gratitude. He says, it's not gratitude. It's just, well, isn't that nice? We're grateful for it. He says, it's kick-ass gratitude. That's what he says. You can edit that out if you would, please, okay? And he reminds us that what we focus on with a feeling of love and gratitude you will tend to multiply in your life. Feelings are creative. We teach that, don't we? We believe it, right? Right. Oh, my goodness, that was great. Yes, we teach it. Proactive gratitude is intentional. It's conscious. It's powerful. Practice gives you a deep appreciation for the good in your life. It aligns your life with the spiritual laws and principles that multiply your good. Proactive gratitude is simple to practice. You see, my dear friends, we must do more than just mouth gratitude. We must practice that in our own life. He says also that there's ways to go about doing that. He says the first thing we need to do is to become conscious of the good in our life. To become conscious of the good in your life. And then focus on the good in your life. That's why we do gratitude list. That's why we become aware of what's good in our life and then focus on that good, and what we focus on in that good increases in our life and we draw more good to ourselves. Is that not wonderful? Thank you. Most of our life is good, and yet, I don't know about you, probably 90% of my life is fantastic. But I don't know about you, I can focus on that 10% that's not. I can come out and feel like I've had a great lesson. And someone can come by and go, I didn't quite get that, Reverend Pat. And I begin to focus on that. Or I think I can look spiffy one day. And they can come by and go, I really don't like that tie. I know you don't think that happens in a Unity church, but guess what? It does, okay? It does. I really don't like that tie. So what do I focus on? I focus on that. I have a tendency to do that. And David Owen Ritz says, focus on that 90%. And then he says, the second thing we can do is praise the good in our life. Being grateful turns into doing grateful. Celebrate the good in your life. Praise the good in your life. And change the way you think and talk about your life. Stop minimizing your accomplishments. Your tie's so nice. That old tie. Oh, you did a great lesson. Oh, I've done that lesson so many times. Do you ever do that in your life? You minimize something? Stop it. And if you hear me doing, you can shout, stop it. Okay? Stop it. He says, say thank you often. And I added, sing it often. Gratitude before me, gratitude behind me, gratitude around me, gratitude within me. Sing it often. And then he says, do that with a smile on your face. Yesterday, I was going through one of my favorite drive-thrus, and I had just ordered some hot tea. And as the server served me out the window, she handed me this card. And the card says, kindness connects us. Real beauty comes with a smile. And it says, thank you for the joy. That, I bet her tip increased threefold. Do you know what I'm talking about? It absolutely, because it reminded me of who and what I am. And that's when we praise our good, we put a smile on our face. And if you're really close to someone, you better be close. You can tell them to put a smile on their face as well. Wow. And then the third thing he says, also he says, praise the good in your life. And also he tells us that, you know, tell people how good your life is until they are sick and tired of hearing it. I would not say that. And I would say that when you go home and you're with family and you start that, you just be cautious, okay? Just be cautious. Wow. The other thing he says is share your good with others. When you find something you love, one of the first things you want to do is share it, right? Yes. I've noticed that here in our church. When you find a healing modality or when you find your favorite food or your favorite restaurant, when you have something good in your life, you want to share it. He uses example in his teaching when someone gives you this huge, huge box of dark chocolate, you know? The first thing you want to do is to share it. I know some people that put it in their desk, but we won't go there, okay? You want to share this. That's our nature. It's our nature to share. We don't want to hide it. Sharing your abundance is your commitment to sharing your time and your talent and your treasure, and look for ways to share with others. If we help people get what they want out of life, you will get what you want out of life. So share, share often. You know, become conscious of that good, praise that good in your life, and share your good with others. And then the fourth thing, you know, that 10% we talked about earlier, look for the good, even in the negative. Now, this can be a challenge. Look for the good, even in the negative. And every challenge in life has a hidden gift within it. The gift may be new wisdom you are ready for, experience you'll need further down the road, or the opportunity to change or redirect yourself. Generally, the bigger the challenge you find, the bigger the potential for good can be realized from that challenge. When you label the challenge as good, you begin to draw forth that hidden potential in that challenge. David Owen Ritz says just using a merely using an affirmation does not draw forth that good. Rather, you must build a deep conviction that everything in your life is there ultimately to serve you. Everything in life is ultimately here to serve you. It may not be evident at first glance, but it's one of the biggest truths in life. So two things that help me in dealing with this 10% negativity. One is, when something that I don't like shows up, rather than saying, "Why is this happening to me?" I attempt to change my verbiage, and our staff knows that I'm not always successful, but I attempt to change the verbiage to, "Why is this happening for me? Not to me, but for me." What a difference one word makes in that. Often it's something for me to learn or for me to grow in a deeper way. David Owen Ritz in this course, and you must take it with me sometimes, he says, he uses an affirmation that's put out by a New Thought teacher. Emma Curtis Hopkins introduced it to David, I don't think in person, but through her writings. She says, let's use this affirmation when something that we don't like comes into our life. This too is good. This too is God. This too is for me, and I demand to see the good in it. Now let's affirm that together. Think of something that's going on in your life right now that you're not happy about, you're not pleased about, and let's affirm this together. This too is good, together. This too is good. This too is God. This too is God. This too is for me. This too is for me. And I demand to see the good in it. And of course, in his teachings, he says, if you stand and put your hand on your hip and you go, "I demand to see the good in it," he says it brings it forth much quicker. I don't know about that. So, we know that we must practice gratitude. And one of those practices, dear friends, is a gratitude list. As you came into the sanctuary today, did you receive a gratitude list? My gratitude list. So, if you do not have your gratitude list, I would like for you to just hold your hand up for a moment and let our ushers, if you do not have one, hold your hand, and our ushers will be happy to get you that gratitude list. Keep your hand up, please. Keep your hand up, please, without that. Now then, what I would like for you to do is take just a moment or two, and write down something that you are grateful for. I know it will be more than one thing. It will be several things. So our ushers are passing out these lists. Please keep your hands up. You guys must have come in the back door as opposed to the front door. I don't know. Come on. So Laura, can you, just a couple of minutes. So Laura's going to play a little gratitude music while you list your gratitude. And you will not finish this in this sanctuary. In fact, when you get home, you need to get a whole notebook for gratitude. Not only do we want to list what we're grateful for, and we have to put these things in, we want to put gratitude into practice. And as you exit the sanctuary today, our gift to you is a little gratitude booklet, 21 different ways on how to put gratitude into practice. It's logical, it's reasonable, it's absolutely, and it's written by Marlissa Fogberg. We called her. She gave us permission to do this. So we invite you to pick one up. It's things like grateful for a morning coffee, gratitude, grace before meals, the things you take for granted, put things in perspective, a gratitude journal, gratitude letter, gratitude visit, gives you a gratitude bracelet. Gives you many ways to put these practices in place. So I invite you to pick one up as you exit. Also, we have extra gratitude list. I'd like for you to take at least one. If you want to copy it, that's good. I invite you to use that for your Thanksgiving day. Let it become a ritual around your table, inviting people to share what they are grateful for. Okay, so would someone like to share at least one or two things on their list? I didn't do any planning ahead of time, so we may have a problem here, okay? Share, Reverend. Go for it.
I'm grateful for my puppies, for keeping me in line. And I'm also grateful for the time that I have spent at UNI Minneapolis learning from that man.
Thank you, Reverend. Thank you. And I'm going to invite you, not that this wasn't good, but hold your applause till everyone is finished. Someone else. Go for it.
I have four sons and two grandsons, and I'm just grateful.
Oh, how sweet. Yeah. Mike?
I'm grateful for the engineers and architects that are actively working on our fully accessible and welcoming building.
Yes, yes, yes. Someone else.
I'm grateful for my husband and my lovely second chance at marriage.
Yes. I think a lot of us are grateful for that second, third, and fourth chance. We're grateful. We're glad you're with us. Yes. We're grateful that Laura can run.
I'm grateful for having a roof over my head and waking up today, and my puppy that I live with.
Wonderful. Yes, yes, Doc.
I'm grateful that I cannot stop writing things I'm grateful for.
Yeah.
I can't stop.
Yes. I know. It's wonderful. Someone else.
I'm grateful for my home and the amazing, beautiful energy I receive from all the trees and the sun and the moon and the stars and the grass and the bushes.
You covered a lot, and we're grateful for you. Absolutely, yes.
I'm grateful for my health at my old age and for all the friends that helped me.
Wow.
I'm grateful for living in this country.
Grateful for living in this country, yes.
I'm grateful for all things working for good in my life and in the world.
Thank you, God.
I'm very grateful for the relationship I have with my mom today. So,
Praise God.
I'm grateful for and envisioning peace in the Middle East. I believe it, I pray it, I breathe it, and I hope you will too.
Let's take a couple of more.
I'm grateful that I still have my parents with me.
Grateful I still have my parents, yes.
I'm grateful for unity teachings.
Yes, praise God. A couple of hands down here, Laurie. You want, Laurie, you don't have to go to the gym today. It's great.
Oh, thank you. Looking back over the ages, as I have, I'm grateful for unity, and because unity didn't change, and it didn't have to change when other people were scrambling with what to do with matters that came up anywhere. And I'm very, very grateful for that. I could step in here now or 50 years ago and hear the same lesson is still relevant.
Thank you, Mary. Let's take a moment, and I want to just say how grateful I am for this community that I have been blessed to serve for many years. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for the teachings of unity. I'm grateful for my relationship, and I'm grateful for what you have taught me. Some of you intentionally, others not. But I am so grateful for that. Let's applaud each other, okay? Now, your assignment, if you choose to accept it, is you pick up that booklet, Going Out. It's a wonderful booklet. Put three things into practice this week. Look at that and put three practices of gratitude in your life. It's been a joy this morning. I love you. I bless you. I behold the living presence of the divine within you. And so it is. Amen. Thank you.
never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loosed my shackles and you set me free. How you made a way out of no way. Turn my darkness into day. Bend my joy in the time of sorrow. Hope for my tomorrow. Peace in the time of storm. Place where the weak and warm. I can never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loosed my shackles and you set me free. How you made a way out of no way. Turn my darkness into day.
Nice. Yes. Come on, do it again. Nice. We are so blessed. We are so blessed. And just a quick word, Reverend Pat. Thank you again for a wonderful lesson. And if I were to be given this much dark chocolate, not sure my first thing would be to share it. Just saying. And then Connie would come in, and then I'd share. So it's that time for us, speaking of sharing and being in that place of circulating our good. We are there today in this place. It is time for us to reach into our being and know what is ours to give. Of our talents, yes, of our time, and also of our treasure. So I ask you now to be in that space of what is yours to give to this community so that we then can in turn give it back to each other, to our greater community, and ultimately to our world. So I would ask our ushers to come forward now as we begin the preparation for returning our treasure to Unity Minneapolis as part of that cycle. There are many ways that you can do it. There'll be the offering baskets. For those of you coming in online, unityminneapolis.org/donate. There's Venmo, there's PayPal, there's QR codes, there's checks in the mail, there's checks in the basket, there's cash. You know it all. There's a way to do it. There's a way to give. So I ask you to take into your hand, if it's physically here with you, take it in your hand. If it's coming in a different way, see it. Use your faculty of imaging and see it in your hand. Know it as there. And let us bless it together as we say our offertory blessing. Divine love, flowing through me, blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And so it is.
I've got a roof over my head. I've got a warm place to sleep. Some nights I lie awake counting gifts instead of counting sheep. I've got a heart that can hold love. Well, I've got a mind that can think. There may be times when I lose the light and let my spirit sink, but I can't stay depressed when I remember how I am blessed. Grateful, grateful, truly grateful I am. Grateful, grateful, truly blessed and duly grateful. Well, in a city of strangers, I've got a family of friends. I know that they will stay until the end. My friends, not the rocks and brambles. I feel a hand holding my hand. It's not a hand you can see. But on the road to the promised land, this hand will shepherd me through delight and despair. Holding tight and always there, because I'm grateful, grateful, truly grateful I am. Grateful, grateful, truly blessed and duly grateful. It's not that I don't want a lot or hope for more, dream of more, but giving thanks for what I've got makes me so much happier than keeping score in a world that can bring pain. I will still take each chance because grateful, grateful, truly grateful I am. Grateful, grateful, truly blessed and duly grateful.
So with that consciousness that's been created here, that consciousness of gratitude, we bless these gifts. We bless all the gifts that's been received this week. And we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission of a transformed world. Thank you. Thank you, God. Amen. Two people that are extremely grateful for Unity Minneapolis is Eden Bodner and Kevin Klein, husband and wife, and they're going to share just briefly why they too are grateful for Unity Minneapolis.
Good morning. Once again, I'm Eden Bodner, and this is my husband, Kevin Klein, and we were asked to speak about, year-end giving, and this year the theme is Unity Stories, Stretching and Strengthening. And for Kevin and I this year, I'm going to not cry, no crying. It's been a hard year. It's been a really hard year for us. My youngest child has had a lot of health problems, and I have had some health problems. And we're just, we're getting through day to day. But we have been so blessed to have this community. We have had this community to call on to pray with us. We have had Reverend Kevin call us and pray with us, Reverend Pat. And we've also had classes to go to and a choir to sing with. And we've had people to hold our hands. So we thank our Unity family for being here for us. Kevin?
I hope I can get through my part. I just want to read this. We've been stretched in ways I never imagined. It's been painful and incomprehensible to me in a normal way. I just wasn't able to process it, things. And when things like a crisis, like a fire happens or you get an injury, there's a fire department, there's an ER and an ambulance, and those kind of problems seem so easy now. We needed support. And Eden and I have received it. And we continue to receive it from Unity. And I'd like to say it'd be ideal if no one else ever needed that kind of support, but I know someone here probably will. So I encourage us all to support Unity Minneapolis so that these same resources remain available to all of us. Do it for yourself, do it for everyone else. The supporting Unity is not just the building, the services on Sunday, and the incredible music. It's the community. It's the community and the love, and we need each other. So thank you, Spirit, for bringing unity into our lives.
Yeah. Thank you.
We make a difference here because of you. We make a difference here because of you. And so today we officially start our year-end giving. So we invite you to remember Unity in your year-end giving over and above your normal giving. And it's been a challenging year for many people. And because of this community, because of the staff able to reach out and support, and we want to keep that going. So we want to invite you to make that gift over and above your normal giving, year-end giving. I know we use for our campaign our 100% all in. And I like our year-end giving to be 100% all in. Give what you can give. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. And I love what you said. You know, it's our community is, it's beautiful services. You see it. You experience it on Sunday morning. And I say our Sunday morning services are the icing on the cake. The cake is baked during the week. It's baked during the week. So anyway, enough about all that. So I also want to remind you that next Sunday we're doing something different. It's called Thanks Living Service. Not only do we have to know these principles, we have to live them, and it's called a Thanks Living Service. We normally do this on the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, and this year we've moved it to Sunday after Thanksgiving, and we invite you to come and participate in this. We're going to have actually serve the bread and the grape juice. We're going to serve the bread and the wine here. In the sanctuary, you can participate or not participate, but we will be offering that with the elements. And then we're going to have the second communion with soup and bread around the table in the back. And, you know, most healing takes place after that second cup of coffee. So come and be a part of that. Wow. That was important for me to share with you, and I think now that our prayer chaplains, I'm going to invite them to please stand. This is another blessing in our community. Our prayer chaplains are here always to be in service with you. They're here to listen with their heart and pray aloud with you and hold the confidence. If you have a prayer request, by all means, seek out a Unity prayer chaplain. If you're online with us and like a prayer, there's a number there to call Reverend Kevin, our pastoral care pastor, and he will certainly get back to you. Thank you for your service, and you may be seated. And I think we have children out there, so let's stand as we bring them in. And before you leave the sanctuary today, be sure to tell three people what you're grateful for. Shout your good.
We are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. We are walking in the light, in the light of God. In the light, in the light, in the light, in the light, in the light.
Thank you, everybody. We were full of gratitude that you shared your incredible children today with us. And we talked about gratitude during the good times, gratitude during the hard times, and the kids made gratitude pumpkins for Thanksgiving. Hold them up. Thank you.
Okay, so in Uniteens today, we discussed the concepts of heaven and hell, and we made collages, and some of the topics that we had in there were...
Some examples of that were, for hell, we did wildfires, and for heaven, we did cute dogs. And another couple examples is, for heaven, we did Christmas, and for hell, we did... rhinoceros in danger.
All right, all right.
I would love to have been a fly on the wall hearing that, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? I'd love to have heard that conversation. Let's appreciate these beautiful adult volunteers. Now let us know together our prayer for protection. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine, and all is well.
On earth and